USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Barack Obama memorialized the late Senator Harry Reid, Obama delivering the eulogy during Saturday's private service in Las Vegas. Obama saying Reid was not your typical political figure.
I heard Nancy Pelosi say she never heard Harry say anything bad about any of his colleagues. I don't know about that, Nancy. But he would work with them.
Inglewood Mayor James Butt says Super Bowl 56 will be played February 13th at SoFi Stadium, despite a surge of COVID cases in Southern California. Butt's statement coming one day after California state officials implemented an indoor mask mandate until mid-February because of the increase in cases fueled by the Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. You'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are traveling less by air. That's according to a Gallup survey which said fewer Americans traveled by air last year than any other year in its records between 2003 and 2015. Only 38% of United States adults polled said they had taken at least one trip on a commercial airliner over the past year. That number is down from the 2006 to 2015 period when 43% to 48% of Americans said they traveled by air. Over 14 tons of ground beef are being recalled because of E. coli. Authorities saying meat from interstate meat distributors packaged on December 20th may be contaminated with dangerous bacteria. Officials saying they're concerned some contaminated beef may already be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. The meat was sold in Arizona, California, Nevada, and Utah. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Numerous accidents on Interstate 95 in Virginia forced travelers last week to be stranded in their vehicles for up to 24 hours. Many vehicles ended up running out of gas, and many travelers ended up running out of patience. Lauren Fix is the car coach. She joins Fox Weather to talk about what you should always have in your car during the winter.
One of the things you can carry is super easy. You can get them at any mass merchandiser store. And these are these hand warmers and foot warmers. You should have those in the vehicle with you all the time, as you would have an extra set of gloves. I just keep them in the door pocket. And things you should carry with you through your vehicle. Like if we had been stopping it, we'd probably been selling food, because I always have a cooler full of food with me and bottles of water. You want to have your medication with you. That's really critical, especially if that's something that you need in a certain time window and you may not be back in time. Those people that are in need of those medications are the ones that we really have to be concerned about. Of course, blankets. You want gloves, hat, scarf.
Citigroup employees have until January 14th to prove they're fully vaccinated or face termination. The bank is the first major Wall Street group to enforce a vaccine mandate. Employees who don't submit proof of vaccination will be placed on unpaid leave, and their last day of employment will be January 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.